This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good morning, everyone in the room, and for those in Leeds, hello, and for those around the rest of the country who are going to be watching this on the web, good morning. I'm going to talk about three things. I'm going to talk a little bit about the progress that we've made today, and I think we've got a good story to tell about apprenticeships. I'm going to give you some detail on where some of the growth is coming from, particularly in terms of apprenticeship frameworks. And then, importantly, I'm going to talk about where the future is going, including some of the funding opportunities that government recently announced in the last budget. So, let's just talk about the rising numbers of apprenticeships. Hopefully you can all see this. There are going to be handouts, so you'll be able to get, you know, if you can't see it, you can see the detail later. This bar chart represents the growth of in apprenticeships from 2005, 2006 to 2009-10, which is the last academic year, and represents intermediate level two apprenticeship frameworks and advanced level three frameworks and all ages. And hopefully you'll agree we have made significant progress from a starting point of 2005-2006, 175,000 apprenticeship starts, rising significantly to the last academic year to around about 280,000, which is tremendous. But if you go back a little bit further to 2001-2002, we were at a real low point, actually in a tipping point if we hadn't have done something about it in this country, only 62,000 starts. So significant progress. And the interesting thing is the news is extremely good for this year too. I looked at some figures the other day and we expect to deliver around about 350,000 apprenticeships in this academic year. So great progress. But obviously, I think as well as starts, it's important that we maintain the quality, because often you can hit the targets but actually miss the point. And so if you just look at success rates, which I think has been fantastic, we started at a low point in 2005-2006 of 48.6% of apprentices actually achieving their full framework. And that's gradually risen to a position at the end of the last academic year of around about 74%. And if you go back to 2001-2002, which was a real bad year, 76% of starts did not complete their apprenticeship programme, which is really an appalling, you know, statistic, really. But the great news is, at the end of last year, we were approaching 74%. And even better news is we anticipate, at the end of this academic year, hitting around about 76-78%. I think that's a remarkable achievement for a programme that's based in the workplace, and remarkable for the young people and adults that are actually achieving. I often have a little bit of banter with my two daughters. One has just graduated, actually, in university. She's going to be teaching. And my other daughter is an apprentice, just graduated on her intermediate with the London Fire Brigade. And the interesting thing is, my daughter who's doing the apprenticeship seems to have far less time on her hand, because she's doing not only a job with real tasks and real performance measures, so she's getting up, crack of dawn, going to work, coming back late. She's doing an MVQ, she's doing a technical certificate, and she did her key skills. Now, as a package, that's an awful big challenge for a young person. And I think, you know, fair credit to those individuals. I thought I'd just give you a bit of information on where some of the growth is coming from, particularly in terms of frameworks. And this information does go back a bit, but I don't think there's been significant changes on this in this year, and I'll come back to that in a minute. But basically, it compares the top 10 frameworks in 2009-2010 against the previous year. And as you can see, there's been significant growth in customer services, business admin, hospitality and catering, children care and learning, health and social care, retail, and active leisure and learning. There has been a decline in some of those more traditional sectors, hairdressing, engineering and construction. But the good news is, if we look at where we are today, we're seeing an increase in hairdressing by 4%, an increase in engineering by 5%, and an increase in construction by 17%. I was quite surprised with the construction, but that's really good news. Okay, so what is the success down to? Well, it's a combination of things. I actually think one of the biggest influences is having expanded apprenticeships into a whole range of sectors beyond what we know as the traditional sectors, the kind of blue-collar kind of apprenticeship programs. So we've got over 200 frameworks covering thousands of job roles, from nursing to graphic design, horticulture to electrical vehicle engineering. More recently, we've announced frameworks in the third sector for charities. Fundraising is a framework which is quite interesting. The financial sector, we have retail banking, investment banking frameworks. So we really have broadened the range of apprenticeships. And, you know, all credit to the sector skills councils who've developed those frameworks with employers in each of those sectors. And over 139,000 workplaces in England now employ apprentices. That sounds like a grand figure, but actually only 1 in 10 employers in this country actually employ an apprentice. So there's a long way to go if we're to hit those very challenging targets, which I'll come on to in a minute. And one of the reasons I think we're seeing more workplaces employ apprentices is because where, for example, you had an employer such as BT, who would be known for recruiting apprentices in telecom engineering, they're now recruiting apprentices in accountancy, in business admin, in customer services, in their contact centre. So they've taken a view across their organisation and also through their supply chains, rather than just in a very defined area of the business, because they do know that taking on an apprentice does actually make your organisation more competitive and more productive. So that's good news. And employers across the country in both private and public sector are recruiting more apprentices. There's a list of employers there, you know, the great and the good. But let's remember, over 90% of the employers that recruit apprentices are smaller to medium-sized companies, and it's important that we recognise their contribution. I was absolutely delighted at the back end of last week when, after a fair amount of work with HSBC, one of the big banks, that they announced a pilot programme for apprenticeships in their organisation. 1,000 apprentices in the next academic year. So you can see that we're moving in to organisations that have never before recruited apprentices, because they can see the value to their organisation, to their bottom line. Finally, you can't ignore the fact that there's a lot of government investment going into apprenticeships. As you probably know, we fully subsidise 16 to 18-year-olds, and we part-subsidise 19-plus. And we've had other initiatives along the way, such as the Age Initiative, where for a short period of time we were offering a wage subsidy to small to medium-sized employers to take on unemployed 16 to 17-year-olds, and that was incredibly successful. So the future. As already mentioned, the government is incredibly serious about delivering more and high-quality apprenticeships up and down the country. It's absolutely central to their skills investment strategy, and we were one of the few areas of government that actually benefited as a result of the comprehensive spending review, where most programmes saw their budgets cut, but apprenticeships was increased to the point now that we are investing in this academic year something like £1.4 billion. Into apprenticeship delivery. Already shifted money out of Train to Gain at the back end of last year. That was £150 million to deliver 50,000 additional adult apprenticeships up until the end of the last financial year, so the 31st of March. And I'm delighted to say that we actually exceeded that target by a couple of thousand. And that, to be honest with you, when I say we, I really mean you guys, for colleges and providers who deliver apprenticeships, because your response to that call to action was tremendous. And as a result, 50,000 more apprentices in the apprenticeship programme. More recently, we had the budget announcement, an extra 180 million over the lifetime of this parliament, with a focus of generating 40,000 additional apprenticeships for 19 to 24 year olds who are classified as NEET. And I think it's going to be incredibly important that my organisation, the National Apprenticeship Service, work closely with DWP and Job Centre Plus to join up the work programme with that offer to unemployed young adults, particularly in relation to the Work Experience Programme, which is an eight-week programme that will be offered by Job Centre Plus, where an unemployed individual can go in, 8 weeks work experience with an employer, and the ideal outcome for us would be not only a job, a permanent job, but a job that's actually within an apprenticeship framework. So converting in to an apprenticeship is going to be incredibly important. And then we had the announcement of 10,000 more higher apprenticeships, certainly for small to medium-sized employers. And the money attached to that is not only programme money, i.e. to pay for the delivery of the framework, but also grant funding to build the capacity of the sector to actually respond to that 10,000 additional places for advanced and higher apprenticeships, probably targeting new developing sectors and new technologies, digital technology being one, green technologies been enough, maybe creative and cultural, but those areas where small businesses are growing in a particular sector and industry. And what that kind of means over the next 4 years or over the lifetime of the comprehensive spending review is an additional 250,000 starts, leading to 2014, when we expect to move where we currently are now, for about 350,000 starts to well over 400,000 apprenticeship starts in that year. What we are going to see, clearly, and again, this has been referred to, is more young people chasing apprenticeship opportunities as a result of, for one reason or another, not taking the university route. So we're going to see more highly qualified, higher calibre young people applying for apprenticeship positions. And that's going to be quite stiff competition, particularly for that NEET group. And one of the things that we are looking at right now is developing an access to apprenticeship programme, which we hope to launch in probably August, September of this year, so that there's a clear progression pathway for those who are not quite ready for an intermediate apprenticeship programme, but with some development, following some aspects of an apprenticeship framework, can progress on. And finally, we're absolutely passionate about one thing. We will deliver the numbers, I'm sure we will, as a sector and as a system working together. We will deliver those challenging numbers, but it's absolutely vital that we deliver quality alongside those numbers. Absolutely crucial. And one of the things that we've done recently is published a new specification for apprenticeships standards, which is like the blueprint for delivering apprenticeship frameworks. Sector Skills Councils are busy rewriting their frameworks to make sure it's compliant. But that will ensure a more robust approach to delivering quality apprenticeships in this country that means something to the employer and the learner apprentice as well. We've recently published the delivery model to give guidance to providers and colleges about our expectations of what a good apprenticeship delivery looks like You can find that on our website, apprenticeships.org.uk. And finally, we will be looking for value for money. So whilst the overall pot of money is going up significantly, I think we'll be increasingly looking at the value at unit price level about in terms of what we get. And I think that will include probably next year, but the year after, seeking greater increases in the employer contribution. That's it for me. Thank you very much.